Test. Test. I sort of listen to the sounds. I hear it over them. Just focus your, even close your eyes and just listen. What can you hear? I mean, without answering. Yes. This. Hundreds and hundreds of devotees just walking around Gurus right now. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, a continuous stream walking around Govardhan. Even though they may be tired, even though their feet may hurt, depending upon when they began their pilgrimage. Joyous, and that's the nature of Gurus Govardhan. Welcomes everyone. Now just look around you. See what you can see. Look for little details. Rocks of Govardhan are sitting places for Sisi Radha and Krishna. Sometimes Krishna would take the cows here, usually, often, Krishna would be the cow with the cows, he would play his flute, just in these areas, right here, where we are so fortunate to be sitting. Those kirtaneers you can hear in the distance, they're all blind. Thousands of years ago, Krishna would come more or less every day to Govardhan with all the cows, and the boys would be just playing. In the mornings, when when Krishna would leave for cow herding, Mother Yashoda would be in so much anxiety about her beloved son that she'd say, Balaram, always stay right next to Krishna. And Sridham, you stay next to Krishna too. And Vijaya, you stay behind him. And she'd sit all in front of him. And this way she'd give each of the boys their duties to take care of Krishna. And they'd all say, yes, mother, yes. And then they would start walking out with the cows. And when Krishna would stop, the cows wouldn't walk forward. Because the very nature of Krishna is that whoever Krishna places his glance upon becomes completely attracted to him, because he's so charming and so enchanting. He's so beautiful and he's so effulgent and he's so fragrant. And he's charmed everyone in Braja. And his footprints, everyone, the earth and all the animals would respect. And no one would step upon the footprints of Krishna. So after some time, Mother Yashoda would give the boys permission to go further. And then after a while, she'd run and catch up and say, but wait, and then she'd tell them, now be very careful about Krishna. You know how restless he is. And he's always doing this and that. Balaram, you, yes, mother. Sridham, you keep up next to him. Always keep an eye. Yes, mother. Yes, mother. And then they'd walk out further, and Mother Yashoda just couldn't leave them. Leave Krishna. So it was time, and the cowherd boys would get, they would get, when is this going to end so we can go and play? Because we have to be so serious when Mother Yashoda is there. And then finally they'd get out and they would just start playing this game and that game. And after some time, Mother Yashoda, every hour or so, she'd send out some messengers with food just to make sure Krishna always had enough to eat. Would send out the young gopis sometimes, and they would be so happy to go out, and they'd have their different pastimes with Krishna. And the boys would have lunch containers with them, and they would carry them sometimes on sticks across their shoulders, and there'd be one bundle on the front and one bundle on the back. Then they would sit in a circle, and Krishna would share, they would share food with each other. And that's what bewildered Lord Brahma. Because how is the person who is, in the Vedas he is called Yajnabhuk, or the enjoyer of all sacrifices, which Krishna enjoys. All sacrifices are ultimately meant to please him. So how is this boy who's, because when you perform a sacrifice, everything has to be perfectly clean, everything has to be done in a specific way, and everyone just has to be just right. But there's Krishna sitting with his boyfriends, cowherd boyfriends, and one of them is saying, oh, the food that my mother cooked is even better tasting than yours, and take a bite out of it and put some in Krishna's mouth. And no, mine is the best. And then they would tease each other, and they would steal each other's lunch backpacks, and they'd put it where there were lots of ants. And then they would laugh at the boy, and then he would cry, and then they would laugh, and then they would fight, and then they would make up and fight and play, and just one continuous stream of playing and laughing just to be with Krishna. What's it like to be with Krishna? We can get somewhat of a distant hint when we're in front of the deities. Everyone close your eyes and think of your favorite deity right now. Think of your favorite deity, the deity that you really relate to, the deities or deity that you really relate to. Some devotees relate to Mahaprabhu, and he could be dancing in ecstasy around Govardhan. Nityananda Prabhu also danced in ecstasy here. The Goswamis danced in ecstasy here. They walked around prayerfully, chanting and dancing. But put the deity that you most feel the most affection for, who you see as the most beautiful, bring it right into your mind, into your heart. And then, in your mind, just off your obeisances, in your mind. And in your mind, make a beautiful jewel necklace, or one or two. And somehow, offer that in a way that's most pleasing to your favorite deity, beloved deity. Make a beautiful garland, frayed in flowers. See if you can collect that garland of flowers. String it so it's so beautiful. And make that garland an offering. And then take a water pot. Make it any kind of a water pot that you like. Make it out of jewels or gold or whatever. Silver studded with jewels. And go to a very clean and pure holy river and collect water. And then pour that water into wonderful, beautiful, delicate glass cup. The main thing is to see if you can make your offering sincere for the pleasure of another, and that's so hard in this world to act for the pleasure of another. We want to learn to act for the pleasure of Krishna. It's natural. And then chant in your mind, very, very sweetly. You can have a really good kirtan group in your mind right now. And chant your favorite melody. And sing like you've never sung before for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And all the people who are walking around Govardhan at this time in their own way. Maybe they have desires on different levels, but they're walking around to please Kiriraj Govardhan because he reciprocates with everyone and makes everyone feel so welcome. And here we are, very fortunate, in the valley of the trees, the valley of the hill. See if you can think of the days that you're going to be here. Sometimes it'll seem like many, 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 many days during this journey, and sometimes it'll seem so short. But see what kind of hope you have, and be brave. What kind of hope do you have during this visit, during this yatra, during this pilgrimage? Now, if you want a new bicycle, of course you can pray to Krishna for a new bicycle, but you can probably go deeper than that too. Yeah, what is your hope? The deepest part of you. The deepest part of you. You have so many parts, but the deepest part of you, what's your hope? Let that hope turn into some sort of a prayer that glorifies Krishna and his kindness, Kiras, his kindness. And see if you can face Kiras right now. Turn and face Kiras in your physical body. And just look at this hill that has attracted so many people. Hundreds and thousands, millions of people for so many tens and hundreds and thousands of years even, just to come and see the world. And what do you see? On Govardhan Puja Day, for his 1,200 devotees just sitting here. Amazingly enough, Kiraj is a person. And he reciprocates. Does everyone have a notebook and a pen? If you don't, here they come. There's something that we call directed free writing, which means the whole, once you start writing, just keep your pen moving the whole time. See if you can do it. Just keep your pen moving the whole time. Even if you don't know what to write, just keep the pen moving and write, I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write. Just keep your pen moving. And in this directed free writing, in this time, just start writing and keep your pen moving the whole time. Write what you know about Giriraj Govardhan. And write about your hopes for your time here in the shelter of Giriraj at the retreat center. You'll be doing so many things, so many wonderful activities. It's such a nice association. Just start writing and just keep your pen moving the whole time. And you'll be amazed at the things that will come out of your pen. Just keep the pen moving, that's the only requirement. And no one going to see what you write, so it's very personal and private. Write what you know about Giriraj Govardhan, about your hopes for your time here, or even the hopes in your life. Keep writing. Don't think, let your pen think. How would it feel if you actually deeply accepted? Keep writing, keep writing. You don't have to listen to me. Just half listen. And not at all. How would it feel? What would your life be like if you actually fully accepted that Krishna was caring for you? And you have a personal relationship with him, and he with you, and was caring for you. And still, he was waiting for you to turn to him even more deeply. writing. Keep the pen moving. Right from the deepest part of you, or right from any part of you. Just keep writing. If you want, you can just look at all the people just walking around Kiryat Govardhan. Continuous stream of devotees of different kinds. And you can see which tree is your favorite, which rock of Kiryat Govardhan is your favorite, which shila. You just keep writing and writing and writing. See what comes out. I saw in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there's one word, it's magi, that sort of means prayer. Sometimes Prabhupada translates it as prayer, and sometimes it's begging. What would you like to beg from Kiryat Govardhan? Keep writing. Don't think. Let the thinking come out of your pen. From so far away, just to be here in the dust of Govardhan. Countless devotees. I've walked in these areas. tears. And what is your hope for your time here? Just one more minute of writing. See what comes out in the last minute. Which tree do you like the most? Just look around the trees. Which tree just naturally attracts you the most? Why does that tree attract you? Just raise your hand if you'd like to say. What is it about that tree that attracts you? Yeah. This one over here?
This one and...
The only one. Next time. I couldn't hear.
I like this one because of a characteristic I see with a lot of the trees here, which seem like they're bowing down to Govinda. Right? If you look at all the trees here, they're like breathing. But this one is like very obviously like doing some type of obeisance.
Would you like to do that kind of obeisance? Go ahead. Go ahead. Just do it. Somehow or another, just do it. What's the difference between a real bowing down to Krishna and doing it on the physical level? Yeah, what do you think?
It's how much you really give up.
How much you give up?
Yeah, like how much you truly give up.
What do you mean by give up?
It's easy to put yourself on the floor. Like, I put myself on the floor all the time, right? That's just like a physical motion. Like, I wake up and I've been laying down, right? But
level in here. It's quite interesting.
But can I like take my mental state and put it on the floor as well, right? Or am I?
What does it mean to put your mental? What does it mean to you? You think you could do that? Why don't you go up there when no one's looking? Let's do it. Yeah, why not? Anyone else attracted to another tree? Or is it? Yes. Yeah, I see that one. A little louder, though.
So the tree, when we first came here, really drew my attention because when we think of Govardhan, he facilitates all the lila for Krishna, including all the different caves and nooks and crannies. So the tree reminded me of how, you know, the Gopas are playing hide and seek or something, you know. Right now, all the trees are small, but when Govardhan was big, all the trees were very big too. So they would have little, you know, caves like that where they could hide. The gopas could hide, and so.
So that's what you thought of. You thought of hiding the gopas, playing with Krishna, and hiding in those in the nooks of the trees. How did you feel when you thought of that?
I wish I was one of them.
Would you like to be a cowherd boy and play with Krishna? How many cows would you like to have?
As long as Krishna's there.
As long as Krishna's there. What tree do you like? Anyone like to say from this side? I could tell you, you have a special tree in your mind. Which tree is it? I bet there is a profound reason. Why do you like it?
I liked it because it looked strong. I liked that it had a sturdy base and it looked like it could weather any storm.
Now tell me the profound reason behind that. I know it's there. Would you like to have that kind of depth of faith in Krishna? Did you pray to Giriraj for that? Yes. Huh? Oh, yeah? Where? Can you see them? I can't. Why don't you describe them to me, because I can't see them. the young or old?
Teenagers.
Huh?
Teenagers.
Teenagers. Are they naughty or good?
They're looking right at us.
You're curious. We were sitting here on our Alone with Krishna retreat, just here, and Satchinandam Raj, he noticed there were Nilgai, and he said, they're attracted to the subtle vibrations. Okay, why don't we, Gokaraj, maybe you can divide us into small groups of about seven, eight people. These are the ultimate groups.
Is there a prompt or just?
No, I'll say something we can discuss.
Okay, so just seven or eight as requested. Not much more to do. You know how to do it. We do it, mix up a little bit, stand up and try to include and sit down with someone you may not know too well. It's a nice chance for us to connect with each other in the presence of Govardhan. So we'll just make a few small circles here, and it's kind of sangha groups. Let's go with seven each and see if we can start with that, and if there's one odd out here or there, that's okay. All right, everyone up and try to find a space. Try to sit with a few people that you haven't met.
Oh, how about sitting under a tree?
Sit under a tree. And if you don't find a tree, Shyam will come and bend around you.
And just discuss as much of your hopes as you feel comfortable discussing. Discuss as much of your hopes for your time here as you feel comfortable discussing. Who will go first? In the group? Someone!
I will go first.
Thank you. much as your of your hopes as you feel comfortable discussing. later.
Thank you.
just showed up for sure.
Another 5 minutes. Another 2 minutes.
Thank you.
think is everyone can sort of, I guess you can sit where you are, but what we'd like to do now is distribute some flowers and some incense and facility to light the incense too. And it was nice to see you also speaking together. We brought some flowers and some incense for you to offer to Kiraj. But I mean, I've offered incense so many times when it's just my mind somewhere else and it's not really an offering of the heart. So what we want to do is make an offering now of incense and flowers. And well, Nitai Charanpu was leading in Kirtanam in his gentle way. And but sort of make the flowers and the incense the external manifestation of what's going on inside. Let the incense and flowers be a gesture, an external gesture of what's going on inside. And make your inside prayer simple. I mean, just let it be honest. Where you are, who you are, but see if you can make a nice offering to Kiraj Govardhan in this way. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stand and you can put the
flowers, garlands, and incense.
Don't try to garland the monkey sitting on the Govardhan Shila, so they don't, might not appreciate it.
Is there an order we should do with
it? Yes, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
the
same.
Oh, you're talking about the people and the flowers, yeah.
Like the flowers, the garlands, or the incense? We can garland all the garlands, petals, incense?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Nitai, why don't you start the kirtan? I know someone who could play the drum in a wonderful way. Would you like to make that offering? And then after you finish making your offering, just join the kirtan.
Serving on your tickets. Thank you.
Giriraj Maharaj Ki.